Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Gershwin's Soon from Red Garland's prestige album Can't See for Looking. Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Arthur Taylor was playing the drums from 1963 on prestige. And this first hour today, I'm going to be playing some of the albums I've picked up fairly recently. That one came from the great Charles Perlman, Blue Note Charlie, also known as Strictly Headies, over in Portland, Oregon, a fantastic dealer in vintage vinyl. Hello to you, Charles. And yeah, next one is something I picked up in the UK. It's a UK pressing of a Bethlehem record, and it's trombonist Benny Green from 1960. The album is Hornful of Soul, and this is a tune called Groove One. And on here, you're going to hear Green's trombone, accompanied by Jimmy Forrest on the tenor saxophone. Lem Davis is on alto sax. Mal Waldron's on piano. Wyatt Ruther on bass. And once again, Art Taylor on the drums. And Tommy Lopez this time is on the congas. It was recorded in New York in December of 1960. Stick around, got some great music between now and 11, as always, here on Spinning Jazz. First few tunes anyway, all mono. That was from Prestige Records, Gil Melay Quartet plus guests, the album Gil's Guests, surprisingly enough, and that was a tune called Sudan. Gil Melay on the baritone saxophone, Art Farmer on trumpet, Helm Acoustic on alto saxophone and flute, Julius Watkins on French horn, Joe Cinderella on guitar, Vinnie Burke on bass, Edmund Thigpen playing the drums, and finally got a mono of Hootin' and Tootin', Blue Note Records. Fred Jackson on tenor saxophone, Earl Van Dyke, house organist at Motown Records at the time, Willie Jones on guitar, and Wilbert Hogan on drums. This is Preach, Brother. This is Pete Evans. It's Sheffield Live. It's Spinning Jazz.
Thank you. Ha ha ha!
Sending that one out with lots of love to Stuart Craig and family. Hope you're okay this morning, Stu. Also to Dave T and family. It was Jack McDuff from 1970 on Blue Note Records, the album Moon Rapping. And that was called Made in Sweden. And next up, a lovely rarity that I picked up recently on the Jarrow International label. A more deep groove mono business. This is Kenny Durham. The Arrival of Kenny Durham is the album. This is a tune called Six Bits. And Durham's trumpet is accompanied by Charlie Davis on baritone saxophone, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Edward Butch Warren on the bass, and Arnold Buddy Enlow is playing drums.
Thank you.
That's another deep groove mono blue note original there. That's Art Taylor, 80s Delight is the album, and that was John Coltrane's tune, Saida's Song Flute. You heard Dave Burns on trumpet, Stanley Turrentine on tenor saxophone, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor was playing the drums. Blue Note Records, 1960, and coming right up today, this is an album that was recorded in 2023. I played a track from it a couple of weeks ago. It's the Shinsuke Fujieda Group, and this is a tune called Nobody Knows. The album is Fukushima, and this is Spinning Jazz Vinyl all the way till 11 with me, Pete Evans.